Sam?
Obviously, tough break with Jake going down. Shake your head at all and see how many injuries you've had up there on the line this year.
We've definitely been, a little bit unfortunate as far as some of the injuries that we've had up front. Like we've done in the past, we've just got to keep moving forward. Searles and TJ, they started, a couple games together. And so, we feel confident in them because they've been out there. They've done it before. They've played a lot of football. And so, as bad as it is to continue to lose guys, you just got to try to stay positive and just keep moving forward.
Sam, knowing Jake as you did, have you had a chance to talk to much over the last couple of days? I saw he flew yesterday for surgery.
I talked to him a little bit after the game on the plane ride home, but, I haven't spoke to him in the past couple of days. But, obviously, I know what he's going through. I think me and him have both, kind of gone through, we've had to deal with injuries. It's something that he's had to do quite a bit of. And, obviously I thought he was playing really well, especially the past 2 weeks. I thought he had really come on. He was playing great for us. And so, I know he was just excited to be out there playing football again. And so to have another injury, I know how tough that is.
Is there a season you've been through that compares to this, just as far as like that one position, the tackle position, having lost multiple guys?
We went through a little bit of this probably my second year in 2011. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but we went through quite a few guys up front. We lost quite a few guys to injury, and so unfortunately, I have kind of seen this before.
So the challenge for you, is it kind of the timing of where you're setting in the pocket and where you're expecting a pass rusher to be? How much does that affect you?
I don't think I can't let that affect me. Like I said, I've got confidence in those guys up front. They're going to go out there. They're going to play hard. They're going to play great. I know that. I think if anything, it's probably more on those guys, just the communication. Obviously when there's a new guy in there every week, I think, you look at guys and, if you have the same five guys in there every week and they're communicating and they're on the same page, then, I think it makes it easier for them. But, when there's a constant rotation, I think it makes it a little bit more difficult for those guys up front.
Hey, Sam, whether it's the line or the running game or change a kicker now, do you feel like you have to deliver a message to the team to stay positive, or is it this is the NFL and they're professionals, they don't need that message delivered to them?
I think everyone's done a great job here so far. Like I said, I think we've all gone through things like this, in our career. Obviously we want to win. It's not easy losing games, but, I think the fight that we've shown, the attitude we've had, just coming in the building every day and practicing, coming out to walk through, being sharp, being crisp, I think it's been great. I think everyone still realizes that, there's a lot ahead of us, and we still control our own destiny, so I think the attitude on the team has been great.
What are your views on Blair Walsh being waived, and what do you know about the new kicker, Kai Forbath?
Obviously, it's tough anytime you see, one of your teammates get let go. Obviously coach made that decision, but, to be honest, I don't know a lot, about our new kicker.
Sam, you've had now five games of 100 passer rating or higher, despite losing. Does it feel like you're having your best season? Just operating the offense under the constraints that you're facing?
I feel comfortable out there. I think, just being with Pat, I've said it before. I think, we think alike. I think we're on the same page. I feel good with what we're doing offensively, but I think I'm more concerned with getting wins than any of that stuff, and so that's really been my focus, and until we start winning, it's going to be pretty tough.
When there's that many shorter passes, quick passes, is it easier pressure-wise for a quarterback or harder because you got to hit a guy in a specific spot to not break stride? Or describe it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's really that much different. Obviously, you got to make decisions fairly quickly and make sure the ball's accurate, but I wouldn't say it's any more or less difficult.
Sam, Bruce Arians said this morning that they're planning to put Patrick Peterson on Stephon Diggs. When you have a corner that's shadowing one receiver, how does that affect how you go through progressions as a quarterback?
Obviously Patrick's, he's a great player. He's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. But, I think Diggs is a really good receiver as well. And so, when a team does choose to match their best, cover corner against our best receiver, then, I think it's going to be a great matchup. It's going to be fun to watch. And, as a quarterback, I really don't think that you can let it affect your progressions too much. I think that, if you just go out there and say, hey, Patrick's on Diggs, we're not going to throw his way, then, you're already behind the eight ball. And so you just really can't let it affect you.
What are the challenges that you faced their defense last December? What are the challenges of their defense?
They're really good. They're good in about every area. Up front, they're solid. They're great against the run. They do a good job rushing the quarterback. And then obviously, with some of the guys they got in the back end, they're great in coverage as well. And so, I think this is going to be one of our biggest challenges of the year. The best group that we faced. And so I think it's important that we have a great week of practice and get ourselves ready to go.
Why do you think you and Diggs have had such, good chemistry and timing the past couple of weeks? Is he typically a first read for you, or is it just his ability to find the open area?
Probably a little bit of both. I think schematically we've done some things just to try to get him involved and try to get him the ball, where he is the primary read. But, like I've said, after the past couple of games, I think Diggs just does a great job at just finding soft spots. In zones, he's great at just kind of finding seams in there, getting open, and making sure that he presents himself to me.
Sam, this is kind of hard to read from the outside, but has Zimmer's message changed at all? It seemed like after the loss to the Eagles, he was sort of mad and goading the team to do better, and now he's more been uplifting and encouraging with his message. Is that anything that you sense as the quarterback?
I think Zim's done a great job just keeping us motivated, keeping us positive. I think, we all feed off that. And I think, he's been great for us. I think we all expect that out of him. And he's been really positive for the guys.
A couple more. What do you see that can happen in the running game to give you a little more consistent presence there?
If I knew that, then, I think we'd probably be running the ball a little bit better than we are right now. But, like I said, we're going to stay committed to it. We're going to try to run the football. And, whether it's trying to do some things different schematically, like last week with some of the Wildcat stuff, a couple weeks ago with the reverse to Diggs, we've just got to find ways to generate, positive plays in the run game.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.